This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome. You're listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, tapes, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. Please tune in every Sunday on this station to worship with us.
Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, as we begin this worship service together, we pray that you will give us the grace to listen to what you have to say. Grant, O God, that we may understand that first there must be a relationship with you before we can begin to talk about the Christian life. To talk about the Christian life until we know you as Savior and Lord, for most people makes very little sense. So for the unbeliever who may be listening to this service, we pray the Holy Spirit will create faith. And where there is faith, living, personal, then we pray that you will speak to us as you say, "Now I've got a word for you who claim to love me." And that is that you do not simply say it, but that you do it. Grant, O God, that we may never reduce love to an emotion, when we realize love reveals itself in obedience. Hear our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Friends in Christ, a religious person subscribes to specific laws and beliefs and acknowledges that there is a higher power. But a Christian is one who lives in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. There is a real difference between these two people. Our Lord Jesus Christ talks about the life of a Christian in our text today, which is recorded in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Let me read these words to you. "If you love me, you will obey what I command, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. He is a Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Here our blessed Lord is talking about his relationship with people who bear the name of Christian. Now, before we really get started on this sermon, I think that it would be well for all of us to ask ourselves honestly, what is our relationship with Jesus Christ? For example, some of you may say, I have no relationship with Jesus Christ. I have no personal relationship at all. But I would consider myself a very religious person. But I'm not a Christian as defined in the Bible and as described in this text which you have just read. To hear Jesus say, obey what I command, simply doesn't make any sense. Because you see, the teachings of Jesus are in conflict with 21st century culture. We just don't think as he taught today. Let me give you some examples. Jesus talked about absolutes. He said, love your enemy. Well, this may be nice, rather poetic, idealistic, but it doesn't work in our world. Ask any businessman and he'll tell you. Or, for example, one husband, one wife for one lifetime. That kind of thinking is passé. Just read your newspapers, especially that section that talks about Hollywood and what's going on, but Hollywood has come to your town and to mine. So you see, for me to say that I have some kind of a relationship with Jesus Christ is all wrong, because I simply don't. I respect him as a teacher, and I love to read the New Testament, especially the Sermon on the Mount. I think there's a lot of good in there, but no, I am not a Christian. I am a religious person. I believe in a higher power. Well, let's go a little further. Some of you would say, no, I'm not like that at all. In the broad sense of the word, I guess that I would call myself a Christian, but I'm a pretty immature one. You see, I was raised in the church, and I was exposed to the Christian faith. I know where you're going in this sermon. My father and my mother were very committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm not. I know that God created me. I learned that in first year confirmation class. I know that I'm created in his image, and I know that that means that I've got a mind that can think and a will that can make a decision, and that I have a soul that is eternal. I don't question that. I know that I'm a sinner. I only have to take a look at how I should live and how I do live, and that is very evident. You don't have to have much faith to believe that. And we have just come through the Easter season, and and I have listened to some of the sermons, because I do go to church quite often, that Jesus Christ died for me and that he rose again, and that in repentance and faith he will forgive me my sins and draw me into a closer relationship with God. The point is, I know all of these things. And I'm considered perhaps by some as a pretty good Christian. But I have not committed my life to Jesus. My relationship with him at the best is very impersonal. I spend little time with my Bible, letting him speak to me and my getting to know him just a little bit better. My prayer life is lacking. I can certainly repeat the Lord's Prayer. I can certainly say a table prayer if requested to do so. I can certainly pray when there's a real difficulty in my life. But to say that I am a man or a woman of prayer would be a lie, for I am not. I kind of go my own way. I'll battle my own ship as best I can until I really need help, and then I'll begin to look around for that Savior you're talking about. Well, if that's the way that you think, then you're not ready for this text today. And I shudder sometimes to think what it happens when an unbeliever picks up the Bible and begins to read what I have just read for you and now what we're going to study, and say, well, if this is the way that a Christian works, it just doesn't make sense to me. No, it doesn't. And that's why I spent this much time in the sermon to try to find out where you are in your relationship to the Lord Jesus. Now, if you say that I believe in Jesus Christ, I live in a personal relationship with him, then you're anxious to hear the Word of God. And this is what he says in these opening verses of our text. Notice, he conditions what he's going to say. If you love me, you will obey what I command. He doesn't expect the people who do not love him to obey him. Why would they? There's no relationship, or certainly no personal relationship. They will obey the will of somebody else, their own self, or somebody who may be more profitable financially for them. But if you're a Christian, he is speaking to you. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he it is that loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and show myself to him. Now, remember, we are not saved by works. We're not saved by loving. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who at Calvary's cross paid the price for our sins, and through the empty tomb has won for us the victory over sin, death, and the devil. We are saved completely through Jesus Christ. But the result is that we're going to listen to this text, which Jesus says, if you believe all of this, then you love me. And if you love me, then you keep my commandments. And that's very important. So it is to this group of people that that sermon is addressed especially today. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Now, they, of course, first were the disciples who walked with him in that first century. But he talks with all who are his disciples, even in the 21st century. I now turn to this question. Jesus Christ, what is his relationship with you now? What does he want to do? Well, in our text, Jesus says, I love you, and I am never going to let that love dissolve itself into an emotion. It is always revealed in obedience. Love calls for action. I get this word from William Barclay. Jesus never allows love to dissolve itself into an emotion. So often when we say we love one another, there is not a whole lot of meaning to it. There is a tremendous amount of superficiality in sermons, in messages of expressions like this. For example, a husband and a wife say they love one another. But then one day, the one is unfaithful to the other. When I break my wedding vow, when I'm unfaithful, can I then say that I love her or she, that she loves me? No. But there is a lot of that superficiality that's going on in our day. Love calls for action. Love calls for action in a child-parent relationship. You know, if I love my child, that means that some of my time, quality time, is his or hers. There's no question about it. If I don't have time for my child, then forget about saying that I really and truly love them. Then it can be just emotional. Those are hard words. But you think through them, they come from the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a neighbor who buried his wife some 4 or 5 weeks ago. He's a blind man. He has just moved in to an apartment in one of the retirement complexes where I live. At his wife's funeral, I came up and said to him after the service, "Bill, as your brother in Jesus Christ, I love you. And I know that it's going to be a rough go, but if there's ever anything that I can do to help you, please call on me." This could be a very emotional, superficial statement. But if it's really love, then I'll be there when Bill needs me. Now refer this then to our relationship with Jesus. If I stand up in church and sing, "My Jesus, I love you, I know you are mine. For you all the follies of sin I resign." And then go out and just listen to what the world says and go contrary to him without any problem at all. That's a superficiality. If I stand there and say, I love to tell the story, that's how we began our program today, and we never tell anybody about Jesus, then I ask you, friend, do we really love him? Jesus turns and says, go back to our text, "My children, if you love me, you will obey what I command." When I take a look at certain portions of the New Testament, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says to me, you know, you cannot hate people. You've got to get it straightened out. And I carry hatred in my heart. This text really speaks to me. If I go around worrying and carrying all the problems of life, and Jesus says, come, take no thought of tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You say that's pure folly. Then Jesus says again, remember, do what I command you to do. And finally, you and I say, as did St. Paul, but I can't. I am a child of God. I am a Christian. I'm not just another religious man or woman. But I cannot always live according to the will of God. I don't have the strength. I don't do it. St. Paul cried out one day, "Wretched man that I am, who can separate me from the love of God? Who in the world is going to lead me and guide me?" And after he's talked about himself as a wretched person, he says, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord." Yes, he knew that the good that he wanted to do, he didn't do, and what he didn't want to do, he ended up doing. But he knew that if he came in repentance and faith, the Lord Jesus would be there to forgive him and to strengthen him and to send him on his way, because the building of this relationship between the believer and the Lord Jesus Christ is a lifelong process. Jesus Christ understands this. And so in this text that is ours today from verses 16 to 19, he goes on to say, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." That's the Christian life. And so, friend, it goes on. Jesus is saying to these disciples, "I'm going back to my Father. But he is coming in another person, in the person of the Holy Spirit. In just a few weeks now, we'll have Pentecost. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, the Holy Spirit enters into our being. And he's there to speak to us. He's a point of contact. He's the one who says, come to that inspired word that God has given to you. And just see what he will say to you. He has not left us as orphans. We can know his will, and he will create within us a tremendous desire to live as God wants us to live. And then when that desire is not enough, then he will forgive us when we fail. But we're moving on because he is in the process of doing a mighty deed in creating in us a lifelong personal relationship. The relationship will always be building while we are on this earth. So, this is a question that comes from Jesus Christ himself. Where are you in your relationship with me? If you have received me, and pray to God you have, then when you take the next step and begin to live according to his will. Amen.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior,
Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given to us the privilege of living in a relationship with you, that you are the one who has redeemed us and brought us into that relationship. And then you have given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us that we may grow until we become true men and women in Jesus Christ. We know, Father, that we have not done what you have told us to do. Even though we do confess to have that faith and trust in you, please forgive us and never leave us as orphans that you have promised not to do. Be with those this day who are sick, those who sorrow, and those who are about to leave this world. Grant to them that peace which you alone can give, and give them the courage to know that that relationship, whatever it may be, as long as it's personal, will become complete when they have met you face to face. Thanks for the good word that you have given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping today with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that today's sermon will be a light to guide you in the coming week. Just as Jesus used the humble gifts of a small child to satisfy the physical needs of 5,000, so the Holy Spirit can use your gifts to help feed the spiritual needs of multitudes. Please consider sharing in the mission of Christian Crusaders to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders now offers a DVD video series of sermons by our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. The DVDs are available individually or as a 5-disc set for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 for the set. Please call or visit our website to order. For a CD, cassette, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Today's program is also available online at christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Christian Crusaders radio speaker since 1962. Christian Crusaders is now in its 72nd year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.